to limit draft calls for the next 2 years to 270,000 men. Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin says his country is ready to hold what he terms business-like talks with the U.S. on a variety of subjects, including mutual troop reductions in Europe. Russia's three orbiting cosmonauts have closed one of their shuttle ships and moved into their new quarters aboard the 25-ton Soyuz scientific complex. The new quarters are equipped with conveniences ranging from vacuum cleaners to a library. Japan is to resume control over Okinawa for the first time since 1945. U.S. and Japanese officials today approved a treaty which will return Okinawa to Japan, which lost the island in bloody fighting during World War II. In sports news, Lee Trevino, Arnold Palmer, and Gary Player head the list as the $150,000 Kemper Open Golf Tourney gets underway tomorrow at Charlotte, North Carolina. Leading money winner Jack Nicklaus is skipping the event, but 11 of the top 15 money winners are entered. Muhammad Ali will begin training in Chicago Monday for his July 26th fight with Jimmy Ellis. Weather-wise for the suburban area, tonight fair with a low of 45. Tomorrow mostly sunny and a little warmer, high of 73. Tomorrow night fair with a low of 47. Friday's outlook mostly sunny and slightly warmer, a high of 75. Currently in suburban Detroit, our WSDS temperature reading 67 degrees. Setting the pace in community affairs, an open blood donors clinic will be held this Friday, June the 11th at Washtenaw County Red Cross Chapter Headquarters, 2929 Packard Road in Ann Arbor, from 1 to 7 p.m. Appointments should be made by calling 971-5300. This is Dale R. Leslie reporting.
Suburbia, you have just heard Pace Setter News, the news you need to know. When news breaks out, Pace Setter News breaks in.
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the winter go. I know it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
Well, it takes two hearts of cooking to make